USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Social media giant Twitter says it's permanently suspending President Trump's account, citing the risk of further incitement of violence in the wake of the attack on the U.S. Capitol by a mob of his followers. Google also banning Parler from their social media app store. Turning Point USA President Charlie Kirk reacting to the news.
Twitter has been kind of building up to this moment for a couple months now. In kind of a ironic turn of events, Twitter shouldn't be banning President Trump. They should be giving him a dividend of the stock. I mean, when Twitter was 4 or 5 years ago, Twitter was $18 a share. It closed at over $50 a share, large in part because President Trump made the platform relevant again.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her chamber is ready to move forward with impeachment if President Trump doesn't resign. USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the My Pillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium My Pillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life, and a guaranteed, it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
The Boston Bomber is suing the feds.
The man convicted of murdering three people and severely wounding another 260-plus is suing the federal government. Jakar Sarnev, convicted of the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013, says the confiscation of a white baseball cap and a bandana and a limit of three showers a week as part of his alleged mistreatment that he claimed contributed to his mental and physical decline. He's demanding $250,000. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The commissioner of Major League Baseball is remembering late Los Angeles Dodgers legend Tommy Lasorda. In a statement, Rob Manfred praising Lasorda as one of the finest managers baseball has ever known, saying his passion, success, and charisma helped to grow the sport to a new level. He also says Lasorda welcomed Dodger players from around the world, which made baseball a stronger, more diverse, and better game. Tommy Lasorda dead at the age of 93. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The COVID-19 pandemic has hit a lot of businesses hard, but arguably no one harder than owners of small businesses. Robert Hershevek of Shark Tank fame shares three things that business owners need to do during the pandemic.
Cash, customers, employees. The first one is you got to make sure you have enough cash to survive. I know the stimulus bill is coming. I know there's more protection for small businesses, but you can't depend on anyone except yourself. I mean, you've got to make sure you have enough cash in order to be able to survive. The second one is there may not be any new customers for a while. You know, people aren't going out as much. They're certainly shopping online. If you have an online presence, that's great. But mind your existing customers. A lot of our businesses that are doing well are going back to their existing customers. And then really the last one is employees. You're going to get through this. If you've survived up until now, you're probably going to make your way through this, and you're going to need your team to be motivated, to be happy, to be successful.
Hershevek making those comments on Fox News. The college bowl season continues on Wednesday, highlighted by Florida taking on Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.